Lights out for Samui and Pang'an. Normally, Gok Samui and Gok Pang'an are great holiday destinations packed with tourists from around the world. The islands are not so pleasant without electricity, however, which has been the case since Tuesday morning after a section of an underground high-voltage cable in Tambun Talingam of Gok Samui district ruptured. The cable provides electricity from the Khonsi Thammarat Kanom district. Inspectors found the Kanom Electricity Generating Company in the Khonsi Thammarat, which supplies power to Gok Samui and Gok Pang'an, temporarily shut off the electricity for maintenance. The system failed when they tried to restart it, said Sakda Nawarat, the deputy chief of the Provincial Electricity Authority's Customer Service Section. Chan Chai Bandit Sawapak, assistant to the PEA governor on network operations, said technicians expected to finish repairs to the broken section by 6 a.m. today. Breaking news. Reports from Gok Samui this morning indicate that the power outage continues. The solution to the power outage for many tourists has been to leave the island. Some reports say only about 1,000 remain on Gok Samui, far below the 20,000 you would expect at this time of year. Meanwhile, hotels and residents on the pair of islands struggled for light using their own generators or candles. But many people were hoarding supplies and several hotels were running out of fuel for their generators. Many hotels have also begun to stock oil to fuel generators for fear that petrol stations will run out of it, said Sun Thon Kup Hai Boon, manager of Coral Cove Hotel, which is in the dark after the hotel's generator failed yesterday when it overheated. Interior Minister Jarupong Ruongsuwan yesterday instructed state agencies to dispatch mobile generators to the affected areas, as tourists face many problems after being without electricity since Tuesday.